This is the same for patient. Last name is Chavez, against Chavez. First name is Daisy, Daisy. Date of visit. Alexa, good morning. Date of service is November 7, 2022. Date of birth is July 29, 1995. Next to paragraph of referring physician is Miss Shrestha, again Shrestha. Next server, the chief complaint. Chief complaint is headache. Next server, Mr. President, is patient's a 27-year-old female. Comment, complaint of chief complaint of headaches. Of course, the vision tells me that she's been having headaches, mostly in the near the left left ear. First of all, she's hearing noises from the left ear. First of all, patient seen ear, nose, and throat doctor on Monday. First of all, for the ear problem. First of all, patient was told that there's no ear problem. First of all, patient tells me that at high elevation, comma, she would have these headaches. First of all, she also have the pain from the neck to the back of the head. First off, she has nausea. She has light sensitivity. First off, she has vibration, motion, feeling. First off, headache intensity is 10 out of 10. First off, mostly is in the left side of the head. First off, it's mostly in the left temporal area. First off, intensity, hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes to appropriate dysautry and dysphagia. Next word, past medical history, none. Next word, past medical history, none. Next word, communication, none. Next word, allergies, no long-term allergies. Next word, social history, patient single. First off, patient is a student. Patient does not smoke. First off, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next word, family history, there's no family history. Similar medical condition. Next word, please do not put a review system. Next word, part of impression. Impression number one, migraine headaches. First of all, I believe the patient has migraine headaches. First of all, the headaches mostly unilateral, come on the left side. First of all, it is associated with light sensitivity and nausea. First of all, her mom also migraine headaches. First of all. First of all, impression number two. Patient tells me that she has a body twitches the first time. This is for recommendation. Next morning, patient will be about diagnosis. Next time, I will obtain a brain MRI. Time to definitively evaluate for cranial lesions, brain lesions the first time. Next summer, I will also obtain a cervical spine MRI. Time to evaluate for multiple sclerosis. Next summer, recommend patient to try triptan class medication. First time, however, patient does not want to try any medications for headaches. The first time, this oral follow-up patient on December 5, 2022. First up, next step, regular. This marks the identification. Next patient, last name is K-H-A-N. Again, K-H-A-N. First name is Alizer, A-L-I-Z-E-R. Again, A-L-I-Z-E-R. Date of visit is November 4, 2022. Date of birth is February 6, 2001. Next for referring physician is Upama Guru. It's U-P-A-M-A. Last name is B-A. R-U-A. Next word, dear Dr. Perua, I have a pleasure to see Alizer, A-L-I-Z-E-R, today for initial evaluation for a memory loss. Next step, paragraph of history, present illness. Patient is a 21-year-old male, common chief complaint of ADD, first up, attention deficit disorder. First up, patient tells me that he's been having difficulty to focus in class. First up, patient's random thoughts. First up, patient's difficulty studying. First up, patient cannot focus for 5 minutes. First up, patient's and seeing a psychiatrist. First up, patient was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. First up, patient was recommended to start ADD medication. So first up, however, has not started yet. First of all, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, the diplopia, the dysautry, and dysphagia. First of all, next step, part of the past medical history. ADD, next step, past medical history, non-medication, allergies. Patient has no drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient student. First off, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. family history. There's no family history of some medical condition. It's rare. Please do not put a review system. It's rare. Impression attention deficit disorder for Starbucks. Christian has a description of attention deficit disorder for Starbucks. Has difficulty focusing class. Of course, Starbucks is unable to follow meetings. Of course, Starbucks has random thoughts. Of course, Starbucks unable to focus for more than 5 minutes. Of course, Starbucks has seen psychologists. Patient seen psychologist already. First of all, a patient also tried Strattera in the past. Patient likely benefit from stimulants and medications or ADD medications. First of all, for our condition, explain the patient of developed diagnosis. Think some of our condition obtained a brain MRI to evaluate for CNS lesions the first time somewhere. Also, our conversation to see a psychiatrist to come to initiate ADD medications for him first time. Some of the patient common side effects from these ADD medication would be palpitation, chest pain. First up, next number. Our condition found in December 5, 2022. First time, next number. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is. Remember, the patient's last name is W-E-E-B-E-R. Again, W-E-E-B-E-R. First name is Mary. Date of birth is November 4, 2022. Date of birth is June 26, 1994. I'm sorry, date of service. Date of service is November. Is November 17, 2022. Date of birth is June 26, 1994. Next reference, chief complaint. Deborah Chang, C-H-E-N-G-D-O. Next up, dear Dr. Chang, I have the pleasure to see Mary today for initial evaluation for hallucination. Next up, history of present illness. Our patient is a 28-year-old female. I come a chief complaint of hallucination delusion for stuff. Patient tells me that she has been having a hallucination for stuff. A patient here. A demon. First of all, patient tells me that she saw a dragon and spider. First of all, she's seen things. First of all, she hear a demon talking to her. She also have a random right shoulder and right arm jerking. First of all, she tells me that that's when the demon wants her to move. First of all, she also have growling sound. She also intermittent growling sound. First off, she tells me that's the demon trying to speak and not happy at her. First off, her symptoms are usually worse at deliverance at night. First off, she will be pounding at wall. First off, patient also have intermittent symptoms in her arms and legs. Denies the hemiparesis, hemiparesis, sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. Next up, paragraph of past medical history. Hallucination and delusion for stuff, next number. Current medication, propranolol, next number, risperidone, next number. Propranolol, risperidone, that's it. An expert of allergies, no drug allergies. Thanks for my social history. Patient single for stuff. Patient that is currently not working for stuff. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Thanks for family history. There is no family history of similar medical condition. Thanks for review system. Patient's chills, fever, hair loss, chest pain, numbness, tingling, and first up. Next paragraph, neurological examination, mental status examination, patient's awake and alert, the first time patient file commands appropriately, first time patient patient was able to describe a hallucination and delusion, first time, next time, mode examination, intermittent jerking of the right shoulder, first up, and cranial nerve examination, intermittent growling sound, first up, sensory examination, patient's light touch, numbness and tingling, subjective tingling and numbness in the fingers and toes and legs. First of all, impression, hallucination. First of all, patient likely have psychosis. First of all, patient has been hearing the demon. First of all, patient tells me the demon tells her to do certain things. Patient intermittent. Growling sound, which she described as the the demon trying to speak and not happy about her for Stefa. She also intermittent rocking of the arm, and specifically more on the right arm for Stefa. For Stefa's purpose, neurological examination is normal and non-focal for Stefa. First of all, I don't find any focal neurological deficits for Stefa's examination. We'll get the patient a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate for intracranial lesions for Stefa's recovery. I have spoken to the mother about her. First of all, I explained to her that I don't find anything. I don't find any neurological deficits in her for Stefa's recovery. However, I will still get the MRI camera to definitively make sure there are no intracranial lesions for Stefa's recovery. This marks at the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient. Last name. Last name is Smith. S-M-I-T-H. First name is Elaine. E-L-A-I-N-E. Date of the visit is November 4, 2022. Date of birth is February 4, 1950. Next referring physician is Anthony Koh, K-O-H. Next referring Dr. Koh. After session is Elaine. Today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next reference for present known as patient is a 72-year-old female. Apparently she complained of a sleep disturbance for first of all, patient. Patient tells me that she usually get to bed at 9:30 p.m. for stuff. Patient severely loud snoring for stuff. Patient also witness problems of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep. For stuff, patient wakes up at 9:30 a.m. for stuff. She does have excessive sweating for stuff. Patient has drooling on the pillow for stuff. Patient also sweaty for stuff. Patient also fatigue for stuff. It takes a patient. She would take a nap about an hour per day for stuff. She also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness for stuff. Miss Rosa. Past medical history, diabetes, next number high blood pressure, next number high flashes, next number current medications, patient is taking amlodipine, aromatics, aspirin, atenolol, metformin, Effexor. Next number allergy, patient has non-known drug allergies. Thanks for social history. Patients married with two children. First time patients retired. Patient does not smoke. First time patient quit smoking 32 years ago. First time patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. Father of stroke and heart disease. Next for review system. Patient's hearing problems. Joint pain. First time next paragraph. An expert of impression, a loud snoring, kind of non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, overweight, kind of these all kinds of symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea, first of all. Next patient, last name is S-I-N-G-H, first name is G-U-R-I-Q-B-A-L, again, G-U-R-I-B-Q-A-L. Date of visit is November 7, 2022, date of birth is August 29, 1955. Referring physician is Dr. R. Gandhi, G-A-D-H-I, I'm sorry, G-A-N-D-H-I. Next reference, Dr. Gandhi, after collection to see Mr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next reference, a chief complaint of memory loss. Next reference, history for president, administration, a 67-year-old male, kind of a chief complaint of memory loss. So, first, that patient tells me that he's been having memory loss for about 1 year. First, that patient has short-term memory loss. So, first, that patient forget names. So, first, that patient forget places. So, first, most of the memory losses is short-term memory losses, more so than long-term memory losses. So, first, that patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First, that patient also have some attention problems. So, first, that no new medications, no stroke symptoms, next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attack, next paragraph, past surgical history, non-inspiratory medication, aspirin, next paragraph, allergies, sufficient is allergic to penicillin. His wife's trust your patients married with two children. First of patients retired. Patient does not smoke. First of patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. The first of patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. There's no family history. Submit a medical condition. Please do not put a review system. This for a neurological examination. Mental status examination. Patients awake and alert. The first of a patient 5 minute short term recall 0 out of 3. First of a patient serious 7 is 4 out of 5. First off, patient knows the next holiday is Thanksgiving. First off, patient knows today's day is November 7, 2022. First off, patient is able to produce 8 words starting with the letter M. First off, patient has poor proverbs interpretation. First off, for impression, Alzheimer's disease, common, moderate. First off, patient has a 5 minute short term recall 0 out of 3. First off, the patient have poor proverb interpretation. First up, next to paragraph recognition, explain the patient the above diagnosis. Next up, we'll obtain a brain MRI, how to definitively evaluate for atrophy. First up, next up, I will also schedule a patient for an EEG study. First up, next up, I would start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams a day for memory deficits and dementia. First time, so explain the patient common side effects from the medication. First time, explain the patient, let me know immediately if he has any side effects of the medication. First time, such as sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First time, this one says, you know, sedation.